Life in our global village. Unit 1. Cell phones. Are they a convenience, nuisance, or danger? Listen and read. How widespread are cell phones? When cell phones, also called mobile phones, were first introduced in the United States, they were very expensive. Mainly business people and wealthy people used them. Nowadays, cell phones have become much more affordable, and we can see them nearly everywhere. A few years ago, it was estimated that approximately 2/3 of children and teenagers in the United States had cell phones. They were also extremely popular among young people in Europe. According to one study, more than half of Britain's 7 to 16-year-olds and more than 75% of teenagers in Scandinavia had them. In Japan, it has been estimated that more than 90% of high school students and a large number of junior high school students have their own cell phone. These figures are predicted to increase. What are the good points? A cell phone can be a great tool for communication and safety. It helps young people keep in touch with friends and family members, and parents can easily get in touch with their children in case of an emergency. Cell phones offer internet access, which makes it easy to obtain useful information, such as your exact location on a map. You can even use a cell phone to study a foreign language. For example, there are websites where you can do listening practice and vocabulary study. Moreover, having a cell phone teaches young people to have a sense of responsibility. They learn that it is important to take care of the phone, not to lose it, and stay within a budget. What are the bad points? Cell phone usage among young people also has some drawbacks. First, the cost of using the phone can be very high depending on the time of day and the service you use. Cell phones offer internet access such as web browsing, email, chat, games, music, and instant messaging. The charges for using these services can add up quickly. Next, internet use on a cell phone is much harder to control compared to a home computer. Young people can view inappropriate sites or come into contact with strangers who may try to exploit or harm them. Another problem is cyberbullying, which refers to constantly receiving insulting and harassing messages from classmates or colleagues. Fill in the blanks.
Text messaging between mobile phone users has become an important part of the everyday life of young people around the world. In addition to socializing, young people use text messaging to plan events and collaborate on schoolwork. Research shows, however, that college students and high school students use text messaging differently. In the United States, for example, it is estimated that about half of the teenage girls and over a third of the teenage boys who use text messaging use it to say things that they are afraid to say in person. In contrast, college students use text messaging mainly to set up social events. Their text messages also tend to be shorter.